The following program is sponsored by the Jelensky Advisory Group.
Josh Jelensky is the president of Wealth Quarterback LLC, a registered investment advisory firm located in New Jersey. Registration is not an endorsement of the firm or its representatives by securities regulators, nor is it an indication that the advisor has attained a particular level of skill or ability. Investment advisory services may only be provided to clients in jurisdictions in which the firm and its representatives are appropriately registered or exempt from registration. You should not assume that any discussion or information contained in this broadcast serves as the receipt of or as a substitute for personalized investment advice from the advisor. Different types of investments involve varying degrees of risk, and there can be no assurance that the future performance of any specific investment, investment strategy, or product, or any non-investment related content made reference to directly or indirectly in this broadcast will be profitable, equal any corresponding indicated historical performance level or levels, be suitable for your portfolio or individual situation, or prove successful. Past performance is not indicative of future results.
Tired of losing money in the stock market roller coaster? Frustrated with the government taxing you into oblivion? Worried about inflation? How do you prepare for so many financial uncertainties? Welcome to the show that will help you develop your game plan. The Financial Quarterback with Josh Jelensky. Josh is a noted financial advisor and president of the Jelensky Advisory Group, and he's here to answer your questions. Now, let's kick off your financial future. Here's Josh Jelensky.
Okay, we're back taking your calls. Next up, we have Catherine. Go ahead. Seeking information about Social Security survivor benefits. Go ahead, Catherine.
Oh, good morning, Josh. I love your show. My question, did survivor benefits apply in 1980 for a widow? And could you explain if the widow's spouse has passed away and the widow is still working, explain what that means, survivor benefits. Is it a lump sum payment from Social Security, or is it monthly payments from Social Security? Thank you.
Well, there's a whole book that we can give you on maximizing Social Security benefits. There's a segment on survivor benefits, the importance of survivor benefits, and what to do if you're working, what to do when a relative dies. There is a life insurance benefit that's very, you know, small amount that you get from Social Security. It's about $255. So it's not going to do much. That's why you should get regular life insurance. But not only that, you also get survivor benefits, which is you can collect off of your spouse's work record. So if you wait till 66 or 67, depending on what your full retirement age is, you can get their maximum benefit. Okay?
Security work. Is it one lump sum payment or is it monthly payments?
Monthly. It's both. You get $255 as a lump sum and then monthly. Depending on who's
from the deceased spouse, from Social Security?
Yeah.
Yeah. And that applied in 1980?
Yes. Yeah.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Good
now,
luck.
If for some reason you didn't get it, you should go to Social Security and try to apply off of the deceased spouse. Next up, Sam, and folks, if you want the free book on Social Security, you can call us now. 888-988-JOSH, 888-988-5674. Next up, who do we have? We have Sam on the taxation of annuities. Folks, this is an area where if you have an annuity or sold an annuity, you got to understand that if it's a non-qualified annuity, you have to pay tax on all of the growth of that money. So annuities are good vehicles for producing income, but they're not necessarily meant to distribute the money. So next up, go ahead, Sam.
Hiya, Josh. Always a pleasure to listen to you in the morning. Question is this. My tax-deferred annuity, it's time to list the beneficiaries. How badly will they get hurt if I list my teenage kids as opposed to listing my wife?
It all depends on their income tax. So if your kids don't have any income, it's much better for them to inherit it. Now, if they're minor children, then it'll flow through because there's the kiddie tax. But there are considerations. Maybe your wife will get annoyed that you disinherit her of the annuity.
I know. That's why I thought I'd talk to you first.
You know, I would have to get to know your entire situation to see what is the best route to take. So do you need the annuity for income?
No, I leave it in there. It's growing by itself, and I don't anticipate death fairly soon. So I don't know what age my kids will be and what their income will be, but I'm assuming that there would be no tax if my wife inherited it, but there would be if the children do. Is that correct?
I'll repeat that, sorry.
I assume that my wife would get the money as a beneficiary without taxes, but if I leave it to the children, I assume there'd be taxes for them.
No. If you leave an annuity, is this an IRA annuity first or a non-IRA annuity?
It's a teacher's TDA, New York City teacher's
TDA. So the TDA, you know, where you get the 7% rate and all that great stuff. So generally, if you leave the TDA, now this is different than a non-qualified annuity, totally different rules. But a TDA is a program generally for New York residents. So it's very narrow in the specific, but to help you in the broader population, it would be like, you know, you leaving your 401k or your 403b or your IRA or 457. Your spouse can make that a spousal IRA. She's going to be forced to take distributions from it against her income.
Mm-hmm.
And then those distributions, she's going to lose the 7% fixed rate, by the way.
Yes, I'm aware of that.
And generally, you would want to maybe roll that over into an IRA. Now, there's different things. You'd have to see if that rollover is right for you. There are different fees, expenses, risks, and the like that you got to make sure it's right for you to do a spousal rollover into an IRA. But you wouldn't be around then. So the best time to plan that stuff is now.
Uh-huh.
And then we can create a punch list, bring her in the office, and we can say, if I die, do this. If I live, do this. You know, if I'm incapacitated, do that. If you skip her, she loses a lot of lifetime value on that money. I don't really understand why people skip their spouses unless she has so much money in other sources where she doesn't need it. Does that make sense?
Yeah, I think that may be the condition, but would the kids get hurt badly on taxes?
Well, yeah. Well, then if that's the case, right, you probably have a lot of money. So if you have two kids and they inherit, you know, millions of dollars, you might be giving them a million each, let's say.
I wish.
And or half, how much are you going to give them?
It would be less than half a million each.
I mean, it's still half a million. On the RMDs, let's say the RMDs are 30 grand, that goes on their income tax return. Now, if they have no income, then they're only showing 30 grand. But as they, I mean, I would not name the beneficiary until you kind of know, does your wife need the money or not? If she doesn't need the money, you can certainly name the beneficiary. And if they have no income, they wouldn't pay as much tax, which is, I think, what you're getting at. But I'd still want to run models. We have a wealth simulator where we can show you what would be the tax impact if your wife inherited it, what would be the tax impact if your kids inherited it. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Okay.
I think you really helped me on this.
Yeah, I would call us, though, and get the free review. We have a wealth in motion simulative tool that can show you the tax implications of leaving it to your heirs. Because are any of your, what are your son's income?
Well, both of them are teenagers now. They don't have an income. One's in college and one's in high school.
You could also leave it to them now, and then as they age and make more money, you could also change the beneficiaries. You know, so you can always change the named beneficiary. That's one thing. But I would call us 888-988-JOSH. Get the free what to do with my IRA review, 401k, 457, and TDA. What we found, too, is the TDA is a great place to grow money, but a horrible place to distribute money because of the implied, you know, because of the tax bill that may face it. And you know what? I don't know about you. You also have your wife considerations. If your kids are going to pay, let's say, 22% tax, your wife's going to pay 37. I don't know. If I'm your wife, I still want the money. I still want the control.
Gotcha.
So there's some considerations where we don't want you to have to live outside, you know, in the doghouse. So
Thank you very much.
We want to. Now, many times we go through this and the wife's like, oh, I'm okay to leave it to the kids, you know, or buy me a little life insurance. Or, you know, sometimes it's a negotiation process between husband and wife. So call us, 888-988-JOSH. We'd love to meet with you. Next up, Bruce, on the pros and cons of doing a conversion of IRAs using RMD money. But first, we'll take a break. When we return, we'll be back with your questions. And if you want the book on IRA tax strategies, call me now, 888-988-JOSH, 888-988-5674. We'll be back after these messages.
Tax-deferred vehicles such as 401ks and IRAs sound good up front, but did you realize that when you retire, you'll have to pay taxes on all your earnings? You can legally minimize your taxes when you withdraw retirement funds with tax-free IRAs and other tax-favored accounts. Call the Jelinski Advisory Group now at 888-988-JOSH. That's 888-988-JOSH. To learn how you could enjoy a higher standard of living with these tax-favored accounts. Make sure you don't get blindsided by taxes on your retirement plans. Call Josh Jelinski, the financial quarterback, now for a complimentary one-hour consultation to empower your financial decisions. Leave your checkbook at home. They will not sell anything at this meeting, but they'll educate you on your many options in retirement. In fact, if you call right now for one of the complimentary no-fee tax-fighting reviews, they will give you a copy of the book Tax-Free Retirement as a free gift if you call within the next 3 minutes. Call 888-988-JOSH. That's 888-988-JOSH. Now let's get back in the huddle with the financial quarterback.
Call 800-321-0710. Next up, we have Bruce, who's calling us on our listener-inspired hotline at 800-321-0710. Go ahead, Bruce.
Hi, Josh. How are you?
Great. Thanks for the call.
I wanted to ask you regarding converting an IRA to a Roth. We've been doing it in little pieces, but since the recent change in the tax code, seems like there's a pretty good opportunity. We're currently in the bracket where we're about 24% income or tax rate. My only concern is that, you know, each time you go up, you know, you have the brackets for the Medicare Part B that kills you, and they've reduced that over the they've reduced the levels over the last couple of years. So, you know, we're paying more for Part B now than ever before. But it seems like converting kind of makes sense because you're going to be doing it, you know, one, let's just say you do it one time, you know, you're going to take the hit for Part B 2 years down the road. But then after that, you know, you have the money in your Roth and tax free. And right now, you know, we've gone from a 32% income bracket to, you know, down to 24. It seems like even paying that extra Part B still makes sense to do the conversions.
Yeah, well, we'd love to meet with you and go through. The thing I recommend with everybody is you should get a Roth simulation before you do the Roth conversion. Sometimes people think I'm advocating Roth conversions, and in many cases we don't, and in many cases we do. And sometimes you do a life insurance policy instead of the Roth conversion. So I would recommend you do not just these calculators that you see on the TV or internet, but you actually come in for a flight simulator for your money, where you can see the impact. Now, when you do the Roth conversion, but let's say, I don't know, how much do you have in IRAs total that are pre-tax?
About $2
million. So let's say you have $2 million, and how old are you?
Just turned 70.
So let's say you do a Roth conversion of 200 grand every year for the next 10 years.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you're going to probably be in a very high tax bracket, but you're in a high tax bracket anyway. You know what I mean? So you might go from 24 to 32, but then what's going to happen is certain deductions will phase out. You'll have an increase in Medicare premiums. But then what's nice is if you were to do a total strategic rollout, you're 11 and following, your kids pay no tax on that money. Your wife pays no tax on that money. And if you live longer than 80, you could essentially be in the zero tax bracket where you can only pay taxes on your Social Security. So it is doable. You just got to make sure you kind of count the costs.
Yeah, and especially considering, you know, I started taking RMDs just this year, but we're in a position where, you know, we don't really need a major portion of the RMD, so I could be using the RMD money, you know, to pay the taxes on the conversion, you know, because we have other sources of income that are, you know, we plan for around the RMD.
We would look at that. We'd also look at what do you do with the RMD. So some people will take that RMD, they will put it in a properly designed insurance contract because you cannot Roth the RMD. You can't put the RMD in a Roth. Can put the RMD in a life insurance plan, and the beauty of that is that passes income tax free. Also, you could get a long-term care rider on that, and there could be money there for you should you need it if you do a high cash value policy. So let's say you're like, yeah, I like the idea, but I'm worried about, I don't know, 10 years from now, I need the money.
Mm-hmm.
You just lower the death benefit and increase the cash value.
Right.
And they generally have a pretty favorable after-tax yield. And there's a book that we could give you on the subject if you call us at 888-988-JOSH. Any other questions, Bruce? But great, great questions.
No. Actually, that sounds good. I'll give you a call and we can go over this, because I'm thinking that you know, the window of opportunity may be limited to, you know, 2 to 7 years, depending on, you know.
Yeah, if the Republicans don't win Congress this year and the president loses in 2020, although I wouldn't count him out, or necessarily the Republicans, my prediction is the red wave stops the blue wave. We maybe have one, or I think the Kavanaugh issue with the Supreme Court was a gift to the Republicans, because it re-energized people on the importance of why. I'm looking at the Real Clear Politics average. This is something you don't hear on the news. Also, why are the Dems so disturbed about the election? Why are they all up in arms? Because they're losing.
Yes.
You know, remember they made a big deal about Ted Cruz losing Texas. Now he is comfortably in the lead, 7 points ahead. Marsha Blackburn is up 5.5%. Why do you think Taylor Swift is tweeting about, or whatever she was doing? So it looks like the Republicans will win Tennessee, Texas, Arizona, North Dakota, and Missouri. That's a net pickup of 5. I mean, they could be dominant in the Senate. I'm worried about the House because I think the Republicans have picked very odd candidates in certain districts, you know, not funded properly. Even if you look at North Jersey, the former mayor of Bergota, Steve Lonigan, had like $2 million in his war chest to win the election. He didn't even win the primary. and I believe John McCain won it. And John McCain, I don't think he has that much funded. Now, also, Menendez is only up 7.2% in New Jersey. So this blue wave is not going to hit the Senate by the looks of it if the election were held today, though. All this could turn. I mean, these are very tight races. So Florida's up. I'm looking at the Real Clear Politics average. Now, what does this have to do with anything? I really don't want to get too political here, but the point is, if we have a change in the Senate and the House, then we have no more tax cuts. And so basically we have a two to seven year window before we have someone who's more socialist enter into the White House. We tend to have a pendulum. And the pendulum is swinging more aggressively. Just think, we went from Reagan, Bush to Clinton, Clinton to Bush, Bush to Obama, Obama to Trump. Will we go Obama to Elizabeth? Will we go Trump to Elizabeth Warren? Will we go Trump to Bernie Sanders? Will we go Trump to Biden? And regardless of who you like politically, if we have a regime change from Republican to Democrat, we will probably get higher taxes, which will affect you if you have IRAs. And there's been a stealth tax that nobody's talking about. This is the Social Security taxation, folks. Social Security indexed to inflation has gone up, which hurts small business owners because you pay 7.65 plus another 7.65. And they're indexing then the Medicare premiums going up. All the while, taxes are really relatively staying the same. They went down a little bit. But if we have a sea change in the White House in 2 years and we have Democratic control of Congress, that could spell, you know, doom for your plans to get money out of your IRA, pay a lower tax rate now. So that's why you want to do the planning now, not later. So call us 888-988-JOSH. If you are in New York, New Jersey, Connecticut, Pennsylvania, Long Island, we're going to be this week in New York, New Jersey, Connecticut, Pennsylvania, and Long Island. Call me now, 888-988-JOSH. Okay, Bruce? Would love to
Thank
meet
you
with
very you. Much. Thank you, Josh.
888-988-JOSH. Great call. And we'll give you a free book when you schedule and keep your no obligation review. And that reminds me, there is a rare political window of opportunity, regardless of your party, where there is something called smart retirement. That stands for the strategic movement around retirement taxation. It is called the Smart Retirement book by Matt Zagula. And there is a political window of opportunity that is open. It may be 2 years. It may be 7 years. But with the debt the way it is, and with, you know, the Social Security obligations we have, with Medicare obligations, prescription drug obligations, where will the government go to get money to pay for these things? Well, from the wealthy who have 401ks and IRAs, that could be you, friends. So call us now, 888-988-JOSH. That number again, 888-988-5674. We'll be back after these messages. Call us now, 888-988-JOSH for the free book.
Tax-deferred vehicles such as 401ks and IRAs sound good up front. But did you realize that when you retire, you'll have to pay taxes on all your earnings? You can legally minimize your taxes when you withdraw retirement funds with tax-free IRAs and other tax-favored accounts. Call the Jalinski Advisory Group now at 888-988-JOSH. That's 888-988-JOSH to learn how you could enjoy a higher standard of living with these tax-favored accounts. Make sure you don't get blindsided by taxes on your retirement plans. Call Josh Jelinski, the financial quarterback, now for a complimentary one-hour consultation to empower your financial decisions. Leave your checkbook at home. They will not sell anything at this meeting, but educate you on your many options in retirement. In fact, if you call right now for one of the complimentary, no-fee tax fighting reviews, they will give you a copy of the book, Tax-Free Retirement, as a free gift. If you call within the next 3 minutes, call 888-988-JOSH. That's 888-988-JOSH. Now, let's get back in the huddle with a financial quarterback.
Jelinski with a little chubby checker. The songs of your youth. If you have a question for us, call me now. Facebook, fb.com/thefinancialquarterback. Go to our website, Jelinski.com, Jalinski.com, Jalinski.com. Call us 888-988-JOSH. And if you're a CPA, we have a free CPE event for you. That's continuing education for CPAs. It's only for CPAs, and it's October 24th at the beautiful Molly Pitcher in Red Bank, New Jersey. Call us 888-988-JOSH. Also, for those of you, we're going to be this week in King of Prussia, Pennsylvania, Cherry Hill, New Jersey, Princeton, New Jersey, Toms River, New Jersey, Red Bank, New Jersey, Short Hills, New Jersey, Hackensack, New Jersey, Melville, and Long Island, New York City, and a spot near you. So we really want to hear from you. And around the country, through the web. And we can do very convenient webinars with you. So if you're maybe in an area of the country that we don't go to, or you're too far, call us 888-988-JOSH and request a webinar. That number again, 888-988-5674. We're going to go to the phone lines right now. We do have a rare opportunity for you to ask me any question you want on stocks, bonds, annuities, Social Security, whatever question you have. No question is a dumb one except the one that you do not ask. So we talked about Social Security and the increasing payments that you're going to get. The latest Medicare trustees report projects that basic Medicare Part B premiums will increase by about $1 a month to $135.50 a month. The official Medicare premiums will be announced in the fall. High-income retirees pay much more, in some cases, for the same coverage, which could be interesting. So give us a call. Also, many of you are calling us because you have too much in an IRA. And what I mean by too much is you realize that with increasing government debt, they're going to go after your 401ks and IRAs, not in a conspiratorial sense, but in the sense that people used to ask Willie Sutton, the bank robber, why do you go to banks? And he would say, because that is where the money is. And that's where the government will go. The IRA or the 401k is the single biggest source of untaxed revenue. And for those of you who have a significant amount in an IRA, the average person only has like 50 to 100 grand in an IRA. That's all the average 55-year-old has saved for retirement. We're in a retirement savings crisis in America. So you really think you'll escape that? You know, we had a guy who said, oh, I don't have millions, but he said, I'll give one kid $500,000 and the other kid $500,000. That means he has $1 million in his TDA. Well, he's probably a middle-class guy who saved a lot. Maybe you're middle-class woman who saved a lot, and you've accumulated $1 million, $500,000, $2 million, $3 million, $7 million, $10 million. We've had people, you know, accumulate $100 million who call the show. Call us for the free review. Because we're all the same, regardless of party, we want to pass our money with the least amount of legal tax as possible, and we want to be able to distribute it in the form of a pension for ourselves. So call us if you have questions on stocks, bonds, annuities, mutual funds, whatever question you have. No question is a dumb one except the one that you do not ask. So call us now. We're taking your calls all hour. This is the favorite part of the broadcast for me. This is where you get to ask me any and every question you have. So call us now. What have you been doing with this market turmoil? A lot of you probably thought I'd be doing a show devoted to the market. Well, now we're going to get there. So the market has been reeling, which reminds me, if you're that concerned about the market now, wait till we really have a correction. This is not a correction yet. CNBC did a whole episode on, you know, the market meltdown. So the market has reached a rare extreme. This from Stansbury Digest. As of Thursday's close, a simple momentum indicator known as the relative strength index has dropped below 20 for the benchmark S&P 500. A reading that low suggests the market could be wildly oversold. So according to data from Bespoke Investment Group, the S&P 500 closed yesterday at standard deviations below its 50-day moving average. Now, don't worry if you're not great at math. All you really need to know is this is among the most stretched below a 50-day moving average the S&P has ever been. Now, here's the thing. People will try to tell you that they understand what the market is going to do tomorrow. And we do have Stan Harley, who was very prescient and basically told us right around October 12th one day we'd have these problems. But the point here, decades of market history suggest we could be near a short-term bottom in the market. Now, I don't care whether we're near the bottom, whether we're near the top, you got to have a plan that is not that reliant on people making a market call. Financial News Network, CNBC, hosted a live markets in turmoil special. You know, that's crazy. So we had a bad week, and all these people are saying now the market is going. In short, virtually every indicator that is followed is telling us to not get too bearish today. And they write, and this is a great point in the article. If this week's market volatility kept you up at night, it's a sign that something is terribly wrong with your portfolio, your risk tolerance, and your allocation. If you're that worried about the market because you're overweighted FANG, and you're 5 years away from retirement, you're in retirement, you're 10 years away from retirement, and someone's telling you, you know, you're in safe stocks. There is no such thing as a safe stock. Why? Because the market could take away the gains at any time. And you need to have some money not tethered to the market to give yourself swan insurance, so to speak, or sleep well at night. If that's you, if this week's volatility caught up with you, maybe gave you a little worries, maybe you're holding too much stock in your portfolio, so you would readjust your plan. You don't freak out, but consider the last week a gift, because maybe, see, here's the thing that we as a broader population have gotten wrong. We think financial planning is trying to beat the S&P 500. Well, folks, it's a very hard thing to do mathematically. It isn't. It's to give you a plan that can help you sleep well. That's really the fundamental part of financial planning. Are you going to be okay if you die? Is your wife going to be okay if you die? Is your significant other going to be okay if you die? What about disability? What about long-term care? What about taxes? Those are the reasons you need a financial planner, not so much to beat the market. So go ahead, Sarah. You're on with Josh Jelinski, the financial quarterback. And if that's you, call us, 888-988-JOSH. Go ahead, Sarah.
Yes, sir. That's me, yes.
Yes, go ahead.
Yes, like I said, I don't even have $100,000 in my 401k.
Sure.
And I'm widow for the last 25 years. So I just, and I'm not putting anything in it for the last 10 years. I can't afford to add anything.
So should you convert your 401k to a Roth, or should you roll your 401k over to an IRA?
That's what I want to know, yes.
Okay, well, number one, we recommend you get a financial review, and then we can give you, FINRA has a thing called the IRA rollover 10 tips to making a sound decision. It's an investor alert that says you want to evaluate your transfer options. You generally have four choices. You can keep your money in the former employer plan, but maybe you don't want to do that because there are limited investment options. So you want to evaluate, well, what are the fees upon the rollover? And then you may be paying a low fee in your 401k, but you may not be getting any help or guidance. And it may be well worth it to you to pay a fiduciary fee to help guide you. We are fiduciaries, so when we buy stocks, bonds, mutual funds, ETFs, we strip out the underlying commission because we get a simple small fiduciary fee. There's no, you know, kickbacks. You pay a very low fee. We use Fidelity as one of our custodians of choice, also Interactive Brokers and Trust Company of America. You can also transfer assets into a new employer plan. Thirdly, you can roll over your plan assets into an IRA. There are pros and cons to each, but cashing out of your account is rarely a good idea because of taxes and the 10% early withdrawal penalties. You can also minimize taxes by rolling Roth to Roth, traditional to Roth. If you roll traditional to Roth, if you go Roth to Roth, it's tax-free. If you go traditional to traditional, it's tax-free transfer. If you go traditional to Roth, you got to pay taxes, but then you're building a tax-free kitty. So you got to make sure you have the money to pay the taxes, and you got to make sure you want to pay it. But for those who say a Roth conversion is a bad idea, it's one of the rare tax-free benefits in the entire tax code. So I think it's a great idea. So if you want help, call us, 888-988-JOSH, 888-988-5674. We'll be back after these messages. This is Josh Jelinski, the financial quarterback. Don't touch that dial.
Tax-deferred vehicles such as 401ks and IRAs sound good up front, but did you realize that when you retire, you'll have to pay taxes on all your earnings? You can legally minimize your taxes when you withdraw retirement funds with tax-free IRAs and other tax-favored accounts. Call the Jelinski Advisory Group now at 888-988-JOSH. That's 888-988-JOSH. To learn how you could enjoy a higher standard of living with these tax-favored accounts. Make sure you don't get blindsided by taxes on your retirement plans. Call Josh Jelinski, the financial quarterback, now for a complimentary one-hour consultation to empower your financial decisions. Leave your checkbook at home. They will not sell anything at this meeting, but they'll educate you on your many options in retirement. In fact, if you call right now for one of the complimentary no-fee tax-fighting reviews, they will give you a copy of the book Tax-Free Retirement as a free gift if you call within the next 3 minutes. Call 888-988-JOSH. That's 888-988-JOSH. Now let's get back in the huddle with the financial quarterback.
Hello.
New York, New Jersey, Connecticut, Pennsylvania, Long Island, call us. We're going to be there this week. If you hear my voice, call us 888-988-JOSH for the No Obligation Review. If you schedule today, we will give you maximizing your Social Security retirement benefits by Mary Beth Franklin for 2018. So call us now, 888-988-JOSH, 888-988-5674. Check us out on Facebook, fb.com/thefinancialquarterback. Call us now, 888-988-JOSH, with your questions on stocks, bonds, annuities, mutual funds. Next up, we have a question on our hotline at 800-321-0710. Kim on Social Security, and then Rosemary on an annuity question. So go ahead, Kim.
Hi, thanks for taking my call. We're fall into the group born before 1954.
Sure.
And of course, our plan was hopefully for my husband to take his Social Security at 70 and get the extra credit. But for me to start on my spousal benefits at my full retirement age. And we're getting an indication from Social Security that I really cannot do that until he actually starts receiving his benefits. I'm not entitled to any Social Security on my own record.
Sure. So you could do what's called file, you know, there's all these restricted, you could restrict to spousal application. That's what it's called. That's what you want to do if you're born prior to January 1, 1954. But before you do that, I would call our office at 888-988-JOSH. This week, we're going to be in King of Prussia, Cherry Hill, Princeton, Toms River, New Jersey, Red Bank, New Jersey on Monday, Hackensack, New Jersey, Short Hills, New Jersey, Melville, Long Island, New York City, and a spot near you. So we have a program put out by The Good Doctor, which helps you maximize your Social Security. So I would not accept
any card. Right, I think that's a good indication. I think what we're specifically asking, though, is since I'm not entitled to any Social Security on my own record, I have no way to restrict anything.
Yeah, then you would just get the higher. Well, no, you have nothing on your work record, so you don't have a dollar, you don't have $400. If you did, you could take
half
of yours and let his grow.
That's what we wanted to do, but I'm not eligible at all. I don't have enough quarters in Social Security to be eligible.
Okay, then you would just restrict. Then you would just go, okay, restrict to spousal.
I think what they're indicating. I think what they're indicating
is for the broader listening audience so that they can understand kind of what we're talking about so they don't get lost, okay? And maybe I'll answer your question in the process. Now, there is something called restrict to spousal, which is if both a husband and wife reach their full retirement age this year, and one is going to claim retirement benefits, but the other is planning to work till 70, one can file for just their spousal benefit. For you, it might be different because you don't have enough work credits. I mean, I would still put it on the map of the software to see what the right benefit for you. Okay, so let's say at age 66, the spouse not filing for their retirement benefit on their own record, so that would be you, can apply for spousal benefits only on the record of the spouse who is receiving their retirement benefits. Due to the Bipartisan Budget Act of 2015, only people born prior to January 2nd, 1954 are permitted to file a restricted application for spousal benefits only. You would just be, you know, because you don't have any work records, you would just be filing for your spousal. The restricted spousal is if you have work records on your own, you could restrict to your spousal and then let yours grow. So you would just be taking the higher benefit, which is your spousal benefit. There'd be no, I'd imagine there'd be no gimmickry it'd be a pretty simple process for you. But I would still call us for the review to check to see whether that's right for you. Does that help?
Yeah, I think you might have touched upon it. Since I don't have any credits, and until he actually receives his money, I can't get off his record for any money then.
Yeah.
All righty. Thanks so much.
And there's a lot of bad information on Social Security, and we're going to have probably Professor Kotlikoff on because it seems like it's that time of year again where people want Social Security advice. So we're giving away the book, Maximizing Your Social Security Benefits, fresh out for 2018, if you schedule and keep your no-obligation review. Next up, Rosemary, you're on. Call us, folks, 888-988-JOSH.
I received an endorsement for my old annuity, which now assesses me a mortality and expense risk fee, and it's going to be raised from 0.17 from 1.7. From 0.2 to 1.7.
Okay.
I want to know what is a risk and what is the mortality and expense risk fee? Why should I have that on an annuity?
Well, I have no clue. I don't know what your annuity is. Well, if you want to call us for the annuity fee review, if you're looking at an annuity, if you have an annuity and want a second opinion on your annuity, don't listen to the purveyors of financial misinformation who say that they're not right for everybody. It depends on who you are. It depends on what you're looking at. As with any financial product, they are a tool. So if you have a mortality and expense charge, it sounds like you have a variable annuity, which generally is higher fees. One of the things we would do with you at our no obligation annuity review is we would call the annuity company. We would request, what are the mortality to expense charges? What are the expense ratios on the mutual funds? What are your income rider fees? What are your death benefit rider fees? And the like. Does that help? Do you have any other follow-ups to it?
Okay, I shall call.
Yeah, I mean, mortality
and
expense.
I don't know what the word endorsement means, E-N-D.
Endorsement?
End, E-N-D-O-R-S-M-E-N-T, endorsement, not endorsement, endorsement, as if it was the end of my life.
No, an endorsement is an act of giving one's approval to something.
Oh, well, they didn't ask for my approval, they're just telling me.
Oh, so they're raising your mortality and expense fees.
That's correct.
Well, a lot of companies are going to have to do this because as more and more people go into annuities, right?
Is it because I am older?
No, it's because they're probably promising more than they're getting money to pay.
Oh, okay.
So you may not want to cancel that. You know, some people say, oh, your fees are going up. Cancel it. Cancel it now. And that may be a sign you have a really good annuity. I don't know. I have to look at your annuity. I have to see it. But a lot of these companies are trying to get out of their obligations.
Oh.
And so
well, maybe
they
I
might
should take the annuity then.
Maybe, but maybe not. I have no clue until I see it. But that's where you got to realize that all these big insurance companies pay money to McKinsey and all these other consulting groups. And they say, well, if you give a buyout to people, they'll get rid of the annuity. If you raise their fee a little bit, they'll get rid of it. Because people don't like fees.
Sure.
And maybe they want you to get rid of it precisely because they're on the hook for a pension for the rest of your life. Does that make sense?
Yes, it does. And I guess I'm nearing the end of my life. I'm already 75.
There's also a report where one large company is ceasing to pay commissions on annuities that were previously sold.
Oh, wow.
So you might have, in an effort to pay the promise that they made to you. Does that make sense? So that's actually a good thing. They care more about the promise to you than paying the commission.
They have a commitment to me.
Exactly, contractually, that they can't renege on.
Okay.
So a lot of people say, you should cancel this annuity.
Mm-hmm.
And in reality, they're wrong. Now, maybe you should, maybe you shouldn't. I don't know. I have to look at see what you have. But it's very careful that you do not, you want to get somebody to really document in writing. So when you call us, we actually take notes on the call. You sign a note sheet.
Okay.
And we document, well, what did they tell us? And then If you if by any chance we leave that annuity, we document whether it's good for you or not.
That's the fiduciary responsibility.
So, well, that actually doesn't necessarily imply fiduciary responsibility. I mean, we act like fiduciaries on that, but a lot of people who say they're fiduciaries will tell you get rid of the annuity. And that might not be the true fiduciary best interest for you. Does that make sense?
Yes, it
because
does.
Because a fiduciary sometimes only gets paid by putting you in stocks, bonds, mutual funds. They may not be getting paid on the annuity. So they might say, get out of it. And it may not be the right thing for you. It may be the right thing. I don't know, frankly. You could be in a good annuity or a bad annuity. I've seen horror stories and I've seen great ones. But I do know that right now, a lot of the annuity companies are trying to get out of their obligations. Now, some people will use that and say, oh, get out of it. And they'll use that to gin up fear. That's really not helpful. I use it to reevaluate what you're doing. Okay, so call us 888-988-JOSH. We're going to be in Long Island, New York, New Jersey, Connecticut, Pennsylvania. Craig in a car has a quick question. Is there an income limit regarding Roth conversions? The answer is no. No income limits on conversions. No income limits on other tax-free strategies that we can show you. There is an income limit on Roth contributions. So call us now. 888-988-JOSH, 888-988-5674, 888-988-JOSH. Call me now. Get the free book, When You Schedule and Keep Your No-Obligation Review, 888-988-JOSH, 888-988-5674. Call us now, 888-988-JOSH.
The preceding program was sponsored by the Jelensky Advisory Group.
Any awards, rankings, or recognition by unaffiliated third parties or publications, including five-star wealth manager, advisory of the year finalist by senior market advisor, and top of the million-dollar roundtable, are in no way indicative of the advisor's future performance or any individual client's investment success. No award, ranking, or recognition should be construed as a current or past endorsement of Josh Jelensky or Wealth Quarterback LLC. Information regarding specific awards, rankings, or recognitions is available on the Wealth Quarterback website at www.jelensky.org. All investment strategies have the potential for profit or loss. Investment strategies such as asset allocation, diversification, or rebalancing do not assure or guarantee better performance and cannot eliminate the risk of investment losses. There are no guarantees that a portfolio employing these or any other strategy will outperform a portfolio that does not engage in such strategies. This broadcast should not be construed by any client or prospective client as a solicitation to effect or attempt to affect transactions in securities or the rendering of personalized investment advice. Due to various factors, including changing market conditions, the information discussed in this broadcast may no longer be reflective of current positions or recommendations. While information presented is believed to be factual and up to date, Josh Jelensky and Wealth Quarterback do not guarantee its accuracy, and it should not be regarded as a complete analysis of the subjects discussed. The tax and estate planning information discussed is general in nature, is provided for informational purposes only, and should not be construed as legal or tax advice. Listeners should consult an attorney or tax professional regarding their specific legal or tax situation.